hello everyone and welcome back. Today is Friday, February 13th, 2015. My name is Angela Walton-Raji and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, everyone, I am coming to you today on a beautiful sunny day. Oh, about, I don't know, what is it, 4,000 feet or so above sea level? That's right, I'm coming to you from beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. That's right, I am so excited. I'm here as a participant and a speaker at RootsTech, which is holding a conference at the same time with the Federation of Genealogical Societies, and they're also holding a conference. We're all at the Salt Palace Convention Center in downtown Salt Lake City. Oh my goodness, what an amazing experience this has been. Now, I flew in from the East Coast on Tuesday and had a nice smooth flight, got here, checked in, saw a few friends, and yesterday was really taking some time to get in a little bit of time at the Family History Center. So I was excited about that. I was able to work on some school records from Indian Territory. Well, it was still pretty quiet. I saw a few people. The Family History Center was full, but I didn't see thousands of people. Well, that changed today. Oh my goodness. What an amazing experience. There are about, right now, 12 to 13,000 people here. I can't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be 20,000 people here. Absolutely amazing. Oh, goodness. What can I say? The opening session yesterday was It was just dynamic. It was electric. The room was just charged. I was quite excited to be a part of a VIP tour of the exhibit hall before the exhibit hall opened. That was exciting enough to see and to really get a lay of the land. I can't even begin to tell you how many exhibitors there are, dozens and dozens and dozens, and everything from books to software to other kinds of things to assist you with photography, with publishing your family story, with all kinds of websites I was totally unaware of. I haven't really finished going through. I'm going to spend some time this afternoon going through the exhibit hall. There are actually two expo halls. What can I say? There are two huge rooms that are filled with vendors. Oh, what an experience. But it's been even more exciting just to see all of the energy and to see just about anybody who's anyone in the genealogical world. They are present. They are here. You name all the companies, of course they're here. They're the ones with the largest and the most elaborate booths. But they're smaller companies that have been around for years, apparently. Never knew that they were here. But what an exciting, and I truly mean exciting, experience this has been to run into people. I've run into Facebook friends. Oh my gosh, I've seen people online for years, and now I am meeting these individuals. And they are such delightful people. What has excited me, also meeting with people from Family Search, and just the energy that they're having in terms of listening also to ideas and really just taking things to the next level. I can't even believe that they're talking about making this bigger next year. What can I say? Now, one good thing also, if there are some sessions that you have missed, and I will encourage you to go to rootstech.org and take a look. Many of the sessions are being taped, so you will have a chance to order copies of those tapes and have a chance to at least get an audio version of what was presented. In addition, there are the live video streams. Oh my gosh. And I must say that the caliber, the quality is sharp. Resolution is fantastic. And it's also been fun just to walk through and watch while some of these things are going on and watch them being taped. I was in the main hall when the opening session was going on. I was maybe 10 rows from the center stage. Is that exciting or what? It's exciting, trust me. This is very, very interesting because I've been impressed at what I'm seeing, the many directions and degrees of expression that people have in terms of approaching their history. People have turned their own method of expression into a business, coming from different walks of life. People have really just taken their talents and said, hey, let me take this and apply this to this other passion that I have for family history or historic preservation. There's room for everyone here. And my goodness, I had told myself, well, I'll go to Roots Tech at least once. I can say I was there. And I won't have to worry about trying to get back. You know, I may have to change that tune. I am so anxious to see what 2016 Roots Tech is like. And do I think that you need to be here? Yes, I do think so. It is an opportunity not just to be around people who share the same interest or passion, but it's a chance to be exposed to people who are really on the cutting edge of what is going on. They're on the cutting edge of technology, of products, of publications, of so much. I have been just so impressed with the energy and the real degree of skill that so many people have with the people, just the few I've spoken to so far. It's just been amazing. And this is something that I think 10 years ago could not have been envisioned. And I must really take my hats off to the folks at Family Search, what they have done to make Roots Tech really what it is. And I'm hoping that other entities or other societies may think of working with the creators of Roots Tech to consider holding something here also, only because just there is such benefit to this kind of exposure. And I guess I'm speaking with a lot of passion, or maybe a certain degree of even intensity, but I think it's very real. And I'm thrilled to be here. I am just so excited. I sat in on a really neat session yesterday. I'm interested, of course, in writing and publishing. And Lisa Alzo and Thomas McKenty gave a fascinating presentation on really publishing and really giving people something to think about if you're thinking about self-publishing in particular. And if you particularly have an interest in determining which is most cost effective for you, which one, what are the advantages and disadvantages of going one route as opposed to another? And it was very clearly spelled out. I mean, you can get an ISBN, which, you know, every published book generally has that number. That is the International Standard Book Number. And it is something that's critical in terms of being able to catalog a publication. But one can get ISBN numbers at a less expensive rate. However, you may be, if you're working through a certain press, be obligated to publish only with that press to be able to use that number. So there were some just really neat things that were pointed out. And I was particularly impressed with sort of the breakdown of the data that was there and of the information that was shared. So it's just been a lot of fun. I've also been excited to see people who are in the online community, Darren Myrtle, Lisa Louise Cook, the genealogy guys. I sat right behind them in the opening session. And then to turn around and see some of these same people in the media center. There's a section in the exhibit hall, I think it's referred to as the media hub, where all kinds of interviews are taking place. And you know, whoever your favorite online personality is, whether it's a podcaster or a radio broadcaster, you may want to check their upcoming broadcasts because everybody's busy. Everyone has been working, interviewing, being interviewed as well. So you're going to see a lot of activity. And I guess the point is that not just to sort of get caught up in the moment or the excitement of that moment, But to really see the possibilities in terms of, well, I find it just inspirational. Being around people who are creative makes me want also to create. And it's been just a really, really invigorating kind of experience, really seeing people who work, who spend a lot of time working along, toiling away, but then to see them coming and sharing the end product, so to speak, with the community, the genealogy community. It has been an amazing experience. I'm excited. Tomorrow I get to present my workshop, particularly on online resources for African American genealogy. I am also hoping to be able to interview a few people while I'm here. It's hard to catch up with people because people are really just, well, people are, and I guess this is what I like, they're very collegial. They're acknowledging of each other and embracing each other as researchers. So it's kind of hard to sometimes catch up with someone because they're giving their time to so many other people as well. But that has impressed me. That has encouraged me. And I guess particularly in the genealogical community, there is the need, in my opinion, for collaboration, for collaborative projects. And I'm glad to see that other entities, people who are well known, who are stopping to acknowledge what another has done and getting some feedback. And I can only say that this kind of exchange is healthy. It's very, very healthy. There does not appear to be any kind of hostility showing or anything like that. There seems to be mutual respect and collegiality. I am happy to be here in Salt Lake City. And, you know, let's just hope that many of us are here, all 12,000 plus of us, can now take some of that enthusiasm, whether it is to teach, whether it is to write, whether it is to be a leader in a society, perhaps, that we take that back with us and extend that to our own local community. If nothing else, that is certainly what things should be about, by all means. So, yeah, I'm still on a high. I'm loving it out here. But it has been very, very, very good. I wanted to share with you something before I go back to talking about some benefits of being at RootsTech. And in fact, I have a special guest today, and she's going to talk about her perspective and what she's experienced. We're going to hear from her just a little bit later. Dr. Shelley Murphy, many of you know her as Family Tree Girl. She is also here. She is a presenter. She's presenting on the FGS side. That's right, the Federation of Genealogical Societies. She is presenting there. But again, it's two conferences in the same place. So there's an opportunity for people who are just at RootsTech to still hear her, interact with her, meet her as well. And she's going to talk in a few minutes about her perspective on what she has seen. Many of you know that she is an instructor, faculty member at the Midwest Afro-American Genealogical Institute, and she does so much more than that as well. She's also in the planning committee for the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society. So she's wearing multiple hats while she's here, and she's going to tell us shortly what her experience has been like here. But I got a really neat press release. I have to mention this to you. I was so thrilled and so impressed to see it. It's just coming from the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum. That's in Washington, D.C. And this press release actually just came out yesterday on Thursday. And there's a special African American history exhibition. They have more than 100 objects, postal related objects, on display, and the exhibit is called Freedom Just Around the Corner, Black America from Civil War to Civil Rights. Well, it opened yesterday in Washington, D.C., and as I said, this is at the National Postal Museum. This is the very first exhibition that's entirely devoted to African American history, and we know that this is a landmark year, 150 years to the end of the Civil War and the abolition of slavery. Wow, Well, this is really, really exciting. And it's going to be open through this time next year. This exhibition's going to go on until 2016. And it's just really neat. It's chronicling the African American experience through the perspective of stamps and mail. Now, this is including pieces of mail that were carried by people who were enslaved, letters that were sent to and from, pieces of mail, actually pieces of mail sent to leaders of the civil rights movement, the original artwork for some of the black stamps that many of us collect, the Black Heritage stamps. You can see some of the original artwork that's going to be on display there. And it's just really kind of neat. Part of it is including slave carried mail, which is, many people didn't realize, that people were involved with carrying the mail and moving it, and they were yet enslaved. Then there's Civil War memorabilia. That's very, very rich. I'm a collector of stamps. Yes, I am a philatelist, and which is the official word for stamp collector. And I do collect Civil War patriotics, as they're called. And it's kind of neat to see some of the types of stationery and Civil War patriotic mail that was created during the Civil War. And that's kind of a neat thing. Also, looking at the Postal Service during the years of Reconstruction, segregation, and also the movement, the civil rights movement. This is exciting. I know many people who collect the Black Heritage stamps, even though they themselves are not stamp collectors. And those of us who are collectors, I collect the stamps when they come out, but I also collect first day covers, those commemorative covers on the first day of cancellation of a particular stamp that's released. But this is something of, and as I said, I know people who collect who are not quote unquote stamp collectors, but they do collect black stamps. But this is really an exhibition for people who have an interest in history, whatever that interest is. So I'm just happy to share that with you. I'm going to put a link to the Postal Museum site where you can learn a lot more about the exhibition that's just opened up. And I'm just thrilled to share that with you. Also, I want to point out that next week in Atlanta, well, this is a busy month. I'm traveling. Yes, I am traveling to Atlanta, Georgia next week. So, yes, I will be coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia this time next week. Well, I am just going to be so honored to be able to speak at a symposium at NARA Atlanta. That's right, the National Archives in Atlanta is hosting a symposium, and the theme of the symposium is looking at the years when freedom came. And I'm excited because I'm going to be talking about that very issue, looking at freedom, those first days of freedom, and documenting those first days of freedom and methods of doing so. I'm also excited. I will be speaking the day before at a local library talking about African and Native American histories and how that can be documented. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention to you that yes, next week I am going to be, and this will be on Friday also. So, yes, while I am in Atlanta, I will be presenting a webinar. This is through Legacy Family Tree Webinars, and I'm talking about, again, what is the current theme of the day, theme of the era, theme of the year, but researching ancestors in the era of freedom. That is coming up next Friday, which is the 20th of February, and I'll be speaking at 2 p.m. Eastern. So if you're in different time zones, just know it's 2 p.m. if you want to catch the live broadcast. Of course, it will be archived and you can listen to it after that, I think for a few days before it goes behind the membership wall, and you can get it then. But and there will be handouts for it as well. But I am just so excited. This is a busy time, no question about that. But I'm really, really thrilled to be able to just share some of these things with you, these events that are coming up. This is a wonderful year. Let us make this a milestone year. And I have to ask that question. Have you found your family's freedom story? But anyway, back to Roots Tech. As I said, this has been an amazing experience. I've been so thrilled. And we're going to shift gears a little bit and let another person come and share what her experience here in Salt Lake City has been. Okay, everyone. Remember I told you that I have a special guest today? Well, I am very, very thrilled to have as a part of this show Dr. Shelley Viola Murphy, whom many of you know as Family Tree Girl. Well, Shelley Murphy is here also in Salt Lake City, and I'm just very, very excited to have her here as a guest. I have been having an absolutely amazing experience, and it's been something that's just really, for the last 2 or 3 years, something that I've wanted to do, and it's been more certainly than I have expected. I know that yesterday, Thursday, I was able to meet up quite a few people, had a chance to sit in on a few interviews and be interviewed. It's really a lot of fun, but I'm really excited to have Shelley with us, who's also a presenter. And the exciting part about the whole Roots Tech experience, Shelley is actually here at the other conference that's going on, the Federation of Genealogical Societies. That's right, FGS is also holding a conference right here in Salt Lake City. Welcome to the African Roots Podcast, Shelley Murphy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Glad
to have you. So excited to be here.
Oh, so glad to have you here. Well, tell me, how has Salt Lake been for you? The conference, I think you guys started a day or so before we did on the Roots Tech side. How have things been going at the FGS conference?
We started on Wednesday. I absolutely love it here. I haven't made it over to the library. That's tomorrow. But I will be there. I have met some wonderful people, attended some awesome sessions. My sessions turned out very good. Good attendance, good input, good questions. I just absolutely am having the best time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, did you have any kind of expectation of what this sort of double conference, this dual conference was going to be like, or maybe a conference especially of this size? I know this week they've had 12,000 plus, I think. Tomorrow, Saturday, they're expecting 20,000 or something crazy like that. How have you just felt, just being at this event with so many people?
It's just energy. It is just absolutely positive energy. Everyone is here. Everyone's focused. People are making connections. This is where I like to be. I like being able to talk to people about the research, ask questions, learn about their family stories. Everyone seems to be sharing, everybody's smiling, everybody's chit-chatting, everybody's connecting. You hear screaming going on when people hadn't seen each other in a while. So it's just been a really, really good experience. Now, as far as the two conferences, this is my first time for FGS as well as Roots Tech. I believe I will be coming to the next one. I think it's been fabulous. The expectations, I really didn't have any. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that I knew there was going to be 10 to 12,000
yes.
people here, all focusing on genealogy and technology. So it's been wonderful. The Federation had a lot of sessions about building up your membership, how to keep your society strong and keep people motivated, how to design educational programs. And then the sessions that I presented, one was on researching people of color. Another one was on saving the society and building and retaining your memberships. So everything just blended well. The energy is just absolutely wonderful. Love it.
That's fantastic. Have you had a chance to meet new people? I know that a lot of times at conferences, we're always happy to see old friends that we've had. Have you met some new acquaintances just through either your presentation, maybe people afterwards. How has that experience been? What's that climate been
for you? Well, that experience has been in the Excel. In a exhibit hall,
yes,
with all the vendors. I believe there's 170 vendors,
something like that.
And I think there was 120 last year. I have went around and I have visited several of the vendors. I have met new people, talking about things. Had conversation with a woman for 15 minutes, and she was from Virginia. So it was really exciting. I'm meeting people with, you know, finding new connections in their own families, and they're willing to share the information. I met people that are interested in African-American genealogy because they're a professional genealogist, and they have a client, and they wanted to learn about if there was different techniques and things like that. So that was a good experience.
That's really good. Now, you gave a presentation yesterday, mm-hmm. on Thursday, and this was, what was the title, about people of color?
Researching people of color.
Okay. What was the reception, and how did you find that people were receiving, well, some of the strategies that you were sharing with them?
Actually, it's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
People ask great questions. I was giving them methods and strategies like we use at Maggie, which is the annual conference down in St. Louis, you know, teaching them about analyzing the documents and resources that they have.
Okay.
Also about building their timelines and things.
So they were
very receptive to the information that I shared.
Okay, well, I am curious, what do you think, and I know for me, walking around, I've been in sessions, I've also been in the Expo Center, out of 12,000 people, they're just a handful from my perspective of people of color in attendance. What has been your opinion about that in terms of diversity of attendees as well as presenters, I suppose? Do you have any feelings or reactions about that?
I do. I think there is a need for more African Americans or people of color to attend conferences like this.
Uh-huh.
Either one, the RootsTech or the FGS or even like the OGS conference or something.
Right.
I think there needs to be more people of color. In my session yesterday, there was about 15 people of color in the session.
Okay.
And the remaining were of European type descent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised because I had only saw about 7 or 8 people.
Okay.
And then I knew there was the speakers,
right,
you know, which you're one of those, and Bernice Bennett as well, mm-hmm. and Janice of Minor Forte. And so I just didn't know it was that many, but that's really out of 12,000, we're talking about 15, maybe.
Right.
That's not good statistics. I think the need is there. I think African American researchers want access to that, but they need to be able to get that information and have that opportunity to come.
Sure, sure. Well, it has been a very interesting experience for me also, and I definitely, I mean, the experience has been one, I describe it sometimes as being very electric, meaning it's highly charged.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wish more from, quote unquote, the family.
Yes.
We're here to experience that really charged atmosphere. And it's charged in a sense, in a creative way, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
It's something that's very invigorating. It's very inspiring. And hopefully others will try and really come and have this experience. It's really been something.
I hope so, because it benefits everyone.
Mm. Well, you did say probably you might come back again, you think?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's good.
Because of the presenters that were here, the topics that are here,
yes,
they're valuable. They're valuable to my personal research as far as, also as far as me helping others to, you know, further their research as well.
Right. Well, certainly it's more than sort of a once in a lifetime thing. It's one of the things that you want to experience, but you realize the value of coming back. And
also being able to see people in person. There's a lot of people that we both know,
yes,
just on Facebook or Twitter.
That's quite true.
That we listen to seminars all the time,
yes,
or webinars. And then I had a chance to meet a lot of people in person.
That's right. That is true. And that is something I think that really makes...
Lots of hugging going on.
Lots,
you know,
of hugging and lots of, oh my God, that's, yes, who you are. Yeah, a lot of that. But I think it's an environment that's very welcoming. I was very, very pleased to see in the media booth yesterday. There seemed to have been just a lot of activity. I was also happy to meet one of the sisters in Zion.
Absolutely, I did too. They were in my session.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was just really nice to meet. I think we met Sister Beehive. I think it's her screen name, I guess, or a professional name. But they are very, very interesting, and they were very, very supportive and saying, "Hey, we've got some more people in the family who are here. Let's get acquainted. Let's know each other." And I just found that to be very, very heartwarming to see.
Yeah, very much so. They were in my session yesterday on researching people of color. And she, Sister Beehive, and the two people that were with her came to me after the session and acknowledged that they appreciated what I was doing.
Fantastic.
That they have learned new things that's going to help them with their research. That's the goal. That's the energy. That's the experience.
Wow, that's really great. Well, anything that you would like to share, sort of final words about your experience here at all with our listeners?
I hope other people can have this experience.
Yes.
I look forward to other conferences, but this many people in one place, it's awesome.
It really is.
It's awesome.
I would agree with that. Well, thank you, Shelley Murphy, and enjoy certainly the rest of your day here, all day Friday, today, and of course tomorrow as well. But what an amazing experience this has been. So thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thank you. Well, this is just about wrapping up this week's broadcast. As I said, it's been amazing. I could go on for quite some time. There's some videos that are popping up. I hope you'll have a chance. I'm going to put a few links or embed a few videos for you either on the website or put some links to them so you can see what we've been doing. The exhibit hall has been amazing. The people have been just fabulous. And I'm hoping that next year we'll be able to do something even more incredible. This conference grows every year, and it's really been something to be a part of it. And, of course, as I said earlier in this podcast, this time next week, I will be coming to you, not from Utah, but not yet from Maryland either. I'm coming to you next week from Atlanta, Georgia. I am quite excited about that. Look forward to seeing some friends. I hope some of you will be able to tune into my webinar on Friday the 20th. And those in Atlanta, I hope to see you at the National Archives at the symposium there, where I will be giving a presentation on researching your family during the years of freedom. Anyway, thank you for listening. You know I appreciate you. I know you have many things you could be doing with your time. So please keep all of your announcements coming. I will be getting back to a normal schedule, I think, week after next. But thank you still for taking time out of your day to listen. In the meantime, I am wrapping it up, coming to you, as I did say, from beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. And please remember, you know what I'm going to say. Of course, keep researching. Keep documenting, and yes, always keep sharing what you find. Be well, be safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.